his torch.
It's 4 o'clock, call to order the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting for September 14th, 2023. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item two, notification of the Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Bonnet.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Present.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler. Henningsen. Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here. And I have excused absences here for directors Fowler and Henningsen. Item four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Sounds like McCormick and Conley. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Option five, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
So we've got somebody down there.
Teaser. McCormick.
Roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item six, proof of publication of the meeting notice. I have that here, and it will become part of the permanent record of this meeting. Moving on, item eight, agency association reports and presentations. 8A, natural resource conservation report. Jason McCauley, our resource conservationist. Go ahead. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Just a quick intro here for you. Jason McCauley, resource con here out of the Dakota City field office, originally from Walt Hill, Nebraska. So familiar with the area, and thank you all for the opportunity to speak in front of you here today. So just want to give you a quick rundown of our programs right now. All offices in the NRD are finishing up last minute CRP contracts. That's Conservation Reserve Program, one of the acronyms I'll use today. So we're getting signatures, and we should have those completed sometime early next week. And Papio is actually going into the new fiscal year with 56 new CRP contracts, totaling more than 600 acres of quality wildlife habitat. Once we get those wrapped up, we're going to shift back to EQIP planning. That acronym stands for Environmental Quality Incentives Program. So we're going to be moving forward with those. We have a large amount of federal financial assistance funds headed our way the next fiscal year. And this last year was a record year for Nebraska. We obligated $30 million in EQIP funding across the state. We're on track to basically eclipse that in 24. So we've really got our work cut out for us. As far as staffing goes in the district, we've got have a little bit of a shift. Ben Anderson is a soil conservation technician in Tecama. He accepted the soil conservation position in Walt Hill, and he'll start his new position the first part of October. Chuck Vendetti is the current soil conservation technician in Blair, and he accepted the soil con position in Tecama. And so he'll start his new position the 1st of October as well. Well, what that does is it puts us in a position where we need to advertise for two soil technicians, Blair and Tecama, to backfill those vacancies. Chuck and Ben will both be continuing their technical duties for designs and field work until I get those positions hired. We're also advertising for my counterpart, a resource conservationist position in the Walltail field office. It's been vacant since January of 2022, and it's open until October 2nd. So hopefully we'll have some updates for you on that position as well in the coming meeting. And my supervisor, the district conservationist Andy Bonenkamp, is leaving his position, and he's going to assume the position of area resource conservationist for the northeastern or northern part of the east area for Nebraska NRCS. But if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them or pass them over to Terry, either one.
Thank you for the report. I appreciate it.
You bet.
You said you have three or four openings. How difficult are those to hire? Are you going to have any issues with those, or is that going to be a long process?
You know, honestly, we've had some pretty good luck. We've done a little bit of shifting within the qualification realm of some of those positions. But I can tell you, you know, NRCS really builds people from the ground up. So these technicians have some very good skills, along with the academic requirements for those. And we're filling what we have with good qualified people. And I'm hoping that we can get some good candidates for these other positions. It's always a gamble, you know. But as of late, we've had some pretty good success statewide.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Jason? Thank you for the report.
Thank you, sir.
Item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD annual conference will be held September 25th to 26th in Kearney, Nebraska at the Yonge Conference Center. I am happy to report we have four staff members that will be attending, along with six directors. And if there's any additional directors that wish to join in, please talk to Jane and get you signed up. The agendas recently just sent out, and kind of looks like a rather light load this year, but we should have a good conference, and looking forward to it. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 8C, Director Larry Bradley with a report on the Nebraska Natural Resources Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The report might be a little bit late, and I'm sure you've already know the good news. It's a bit belated, but the scoring committee allocated X amount of funding for the WP4 project for the Pappy, Missouri NRD. But I do want to say a little side story. On the way up to Norfolk, where the committee met for the WSF grants and so forth, that day that I had to go up there, that weekend, the smoke from the Canadian fires were so thick, and it was something to behold looking across that the valley. Other than that, made it back home safe. Good news for the Papillon, Missouri NRD.
That's all right. Important.
Keep bringing it in.
Yeah, keep bringing the good news. Thank you, Director Bradley. All right, some local reports. 8D, report on Dakota County activities. Bob Giese, Chairman, Dakota County Board of Commissioners.
Nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm. 8E, South Sioux City activities. Lance Hedquist, City Administrator. Welcome. Good to see you, Lance.
Welcome to the board. We're glad to see you here in our area.
I did hand out a sheet to all of you talking about some of the good projects that we've worked on together, making our environment better for our community and obviously for our citizens, including trails, recreational projects in the community. We're working a lot in terms of stormwater. We do a lot in terms of rain gardens throughout the city. And you guys have been an integral part of getting that done, and we greatly appreciate you for doing that. I will note, I also handed out an issue on trees as carbon sequestering programs. And we purchased 70 acres of ground along the Missouri River to put a sewer plant in. We were kicked out of the Sioux City one, so we had a little trouble finding a place. But anyway, we bought that ground, and we think that's an ideal place to put probably 30 acres of trees in that area. I think it's an excellent opportunity for us as a city, hopefully for the NRD, to lay that out, plan that out, and use that as a carbon sequestering area. I handed out a couple little pamphlets there of what is happening across the country. Seems to me it makes sense to take a look at that, and that's something that you'll see us bringing up to your staff and to the board eventually to get that done. But thank you very much for being here. You've been a great partner, and we look forward to that happening in the future.
All right, any questions for Lance? Sounds like a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, 8F, report on Dakota City activities, Bob Crackley, City Administrator.
Hi, Bob Kretke, Dakota City Administrator. Thank you and welcome to Dakota City. Thanks for coming up here. We appreciate everybody coming up, seeing our town here. Just a couple of little quick things. You know, we're working with Rural Water a lot out of Dakota City. You guys purchase your water through us. So just wanted to give you a real brief update on what we're doing. We're currently running a couple wells. Our well that was tapped back in 78 when I was just a little tyke. That one's been a little rough for us lately. Been running kind of low down towards the screen, so we've been summertime running two wells. You know, right now you guys probably have a little bit more people pulling Rural Water than we have citizens pulling water. So we got the okay. We're in the process of doing another well. Ran the test well. Talked to engineers real recently. All the tests have come back good, so we're moving forward. So hopefully next spring we'll be drilling another well on the south side of town here, so we'll be able to supply some good water. Honestly, from the engineer's perspective, he said everything looked really good in that well. Was really surprised where the numbers came in at on all the tests. So a little update on that. As we're treating water, we have to watch the pH, bring the pH back into line. We use CO2. Our CO2 this summer decided that since it's been around since the late 70s as well, it was time to start giving up. So it started blowing off CO2 when it got hot and humid. So we're in the process of replacing that CO2 tank at our water treatment facility. Hopefully sooner than later. But of course, with that, there's all the regulations, everything we got to look through and go through, get everything passed through city council and stuff as well. So it's been a little bit of a process and will be yet, I think, as I read into the installation process, that will be a little bit of a process we're going to have to go through. But we're hoping to get that done soon as well. With that, just to make you aware, City Council has started to look at water rates for our citizens, have made no decisions, but they had set up a committee. Committee's looked at it, brought stuff back to council. Council sent stuff back to myself and to our attorney to look over one more time and things. So we are taking a look at water rates for our citizens, just to make you aware of that. And as we look forward, we're going to have another contract coming up with Rural Water before long. So just so you're aware of that. Other than that, like I said, thank you for coming up to Dakota City. We appreciate having you. And hope you enjoy your time up here in northeast Nebraska.
I just had one question.
Sure.
Is the water level dropping, you said, or are you just using more water?
I think it's a little bit of both. When we're pumping water in the summertime, June, July, we're pumping enough, we're getting close to that screen level.
Right.
So then we're running, we start, our water operator starts running two wells in tandem.
But generally speaking, are you seeing the actual groundwater level dropping, or just from usage it's dropping?
I think it's a combination of both. It's a combination of both, honestly.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Bob down here?
I was hoping to see Vince here, but how's Vince Cramper doing?
Vince is getting along, he's getting along fine. I see him every Sunday in church. Yep, he's doing good.
Good.
He's getting along. A little slower than usual, like most of us, but than he was before, but he's still getting along.
That's on our greetings.
I will let him know that. I will let him know that you guys were asking about him.
Thank you, Bob. All right, moving on to subcommittee reports. 9A, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the September 12, 2023 meeting of the Program, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, interlocal agreement with Dakota County for the replacement of Pigeon Jones watershed structure number 11. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with Dakota County, Nebraska for replacement of Pigeon Jones watershed structure number 11, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments or questions on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
9A2, Amendment Number 3 with Houston Engineering for Southern Sarpy Watersheds Partnership Recommendations. That the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed Amendment Number 3 with Houston Engineering for the Southern Sarpy Watersheds Partnership in the amount of not to exceed $75,975, bringing the total contract not to exceed amount to $1,289,533, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments or questions on this item? Staff or directors? Okay, roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
9A3, Platte River Bridge Trail Construction Contract Bid and Resolution. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Whereas there has been signed by the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, Papio NRD, on the 14th day of January 2019, and the state on the 17th day of January 2019, an agreement providing for the construction of a federal aid project at the following location, Platte River Bridge Trail. And whereas in the above agreement, the Papio NRD has pledged sufficient funds to finance its share of the cost of the construction of the project, identified as MAPA 7762, and whereas the above mentioned agreement provided that the Papio NRD will pay costs as set forth in the agreement, and whereas the state on behalf of the Papio NRD received bids for the construction of this project based on the final plans and specifications on August 24th, 2023, at which time 5 bids were received for the construction of the proposed work. Whereas the following contractor for the items of work listed have been selected as to low bid to whom the contract should be awarded. Hawkins Construction Company, Omaha, Nebraska, 68102-9008. Grading, retaining wall, concrete pavement, culvert, seating, bridge, fence, signing, general items, 3 $346,061.60. Now therefore, in consideration of the above facts, Papua entity by the resolution takes the following action. One, if for any reason the Federal Highway Administration rescinds, limits its obligation, or defers payment of the federal share of the cost of this project, the Papua entity hereby agrees to provide the necessary funds to pay for all costs incurred until and in the event such federal funds are allowed and paid. Two, the Papua entity hereby concurs in the selection of the above mentioned contractor for the items of work listed to whom the contractor shall be awarded. Three, the Papua entity hereby approves of the final plans and specifications that were used in the bidding process for this project. Four, the Papua entity hereby authorizes the general manager to sign the contract with the above mentioned contractor for the above mentioned work on behalf of the Papua NRED using state standard contract signing process, including when applicable an electronic or digital signing process such as DocuSign, and I so move.
All right, making Fred work.
can you read that one more time?
You want me to read it one more time?
Any public comment, questions on this item? Staff. Directors, roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yes.
Onyx.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Dabb.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
And that completes my report.
All right, thank you, Director Conley. All right. Item 9B, Finance, Expenditures, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, business of September 12, 2023 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, Papua NRV FY 2024 tax levy and adoption of budget recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved, the Board of Directors of Papua NRD that the attached budget document incorporated herein by reference showing total requirements of $119,519,952.24 as follows: operating budget $90,273,913.24, project and operation cash reserves $29,246,039, and property tax requirements of $30,729,169.20, $24,258,032.20 general, and $6,471,137 bond, being hereby adopted as the fiscal year 2024 budget of the Papua NRD, and the balance of the resolution will be on the board, and I so move. I'll have to get out of it.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Okay, any public comments or questions on this item? Staff, directors, Director Jeff.
I would. You know, I'm kind of proud of this budget, actually. Typically, I don't vote for the budget, but just because for a lot of reasons. But anyway, property assessments went up 9.6% throughout our district. And so it'd be very easy to sit back. 12.96%, I'm sorry. It'd be very easy to sit back and take that and just leave the tax levy the same. But I'm very proud of the staff and the rest of the board for only upping it 1.8%, and so that's amazing in this day and age. So we were very conscious of the financial situation, everybody's pockets and so forth, and I'm just really proud of what we're doing on this one. So
good to have you aboard, Ted. Any other directors? Okay, that being said, roll call.
Teaser.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you, Director Teaser. Item 9C, Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee, RFP for Papio NRD Hazard Mitigation Plan Update, Director Ted Jack.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the September 12, 2023 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee, the RFP for Papio NRD Hazard Mitigation Plan Update are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, contract with JEO Consulting Group Incorporated for the Papio NRD Hazard Mitigation Plan Update. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a professional services contract with JEO Consulting Group Incorporated to update the district's multi-hazard mitigation plan for a maximum fee of $309,750, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as a form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item? Staff or directors? Okay, roll call.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. All right, thank you, Director Jeff. Moving on, Treasury Report, Director Patrick Bonnet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Taking items A through J, all-inclusive, be it resolved that the treasurer is authorized to expend general funds to pay, one, the claims listed in the August 2023 financial report, and two, any claims made prior to the next board meeting. Be it further resolved that the treasurer is authorized to pay from the respective operating accounts as presented here today, all bills listed on the August 2023 financial report and future claims for project utilities. Finally, be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. And I so move.
Second.
Second by Director Thompson. Any public comments, staff, directors? Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Thank you, Director Bonnet. Item 11, my report. I just want to say thank you for having us. I was here one time in 2019, and I thought it was good to come back up here, and the gang agreed with me. So it's good to be in Dakota City in this part of the world and hear all the good things going on up here. So thanks again for having us. Secondly, I'd like to echo what Ted said. I'm very pleased with our staff for tightening the belt and coming forth with a budget that we feel is good. I mean, everybody's been hit with such massive increases in property values. It's hurting all of us, and it's hurting us a lot. And it's been that way for 5 to 7 years now. It's just been going straight up the property values. So we felt it was time to come forth with a budget that we can still get our job done and get it done well, but not take more than we need to from the public and the taxpayer. So that's what we did, and appreciate all the directors voting for that as well. So with that being said, I'll be brief, turn it over to General Manager John Winkler, item 12, your report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I echo Kevin's comments that thank you for having us, and also Commissioner Giese and Lance and Bob from Dakota City, appreciate the partnership. If it's not rural water, if it's Lance left us a great summary of all the projects that we've worked with them on, so we couldn't do it without partnerships. We pride ourselves, I think, on forming those as much as possible. So always know that you can reach out to us. It's not me directly, I would think Terry and Justin and obviously your director represent your area, and we're always willing to listen and help where we can, but we couldn't do it obviously without your help, so we really appreciate all that you do for us, as well as the cost shares and all the other things that we return. Some information education highlights. Speaking of relationships, we have a great relationship with the Boy Scouts, and so they do a lot of projects for us. We did have Troop 429, they completed some pollinator boxes for us. We do have a lot of Eagle Scout projects around our various facilities, so we always appreciate them volunteering and doing hard work for us, as well as getting their badges and all the things that they do. Personal miscellaneous items, I want to express my condolences to family and friends of former Papio NRD Director Ron Woodle, who passed away last month. Ron served as the director representing Sub-District 11 from Bellevue from January 2013 through December 2016. So on behalf of the entire district, a huge thank you to Ron for his service, to his constituents, and his dedication to the NRD and our mission as well. Final results from the bond refinancing that was approved by the board several months ago. The Papio NRD sold $16.1 million of refunding bonds to redeem $17.9 million of its outstanding flood protection and water quality enhancement bonds. Bondholders accepted the refinancing at favorable terms, so it resulted in a net savings of approximately $290,000 for the district. So this is the sixth refunding issue we had completed since 15, and we've saved over $7 million of interest by refinancing. So thank our partners at DA Davidson for bringing that opportunity to us, which we would not have known until they brought that to us on their own. So we appreciate that. Our report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal properties attached, as well as current and ongoing projects of district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report is attached. The subcommittee scheduled for August 24th was canceled. The next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, September 28th. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, General Manager Winkler. Item 13, future meetings. Rich mentioned the NARD annual conference in Kearney, September 25 and 26. Hope to see many of you there. Next committee meeting, October 10th. And our next board meeting, October 12th, 2023 at the NRC. And with that, we are adjourned.